In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. One hot summer day, my father and I went fishing in the ocean, and we had what we thought was an excellent spot, especially because of the good reports we had heard from the other fishermen. However, as we waited for the first bites, the wind totally calmed down, and the sun just became unbearable. I mean, a sweltering, baking oven-like heat. It definitely didn't feel like a great spot anymore. Until some white, puffy clouds drift by. And the shadow they created was a welcome relief. We were cooled off. We could focus on what we were really there to do. We were so happy for each cloud's shadow when it passed over us. I want you to picture a much different scene now. Jesus has risen from the dead and ascended into heaven. The church is just getting started. The believers are jubilant and excited. They gather together in homes to have fellowship and prayer, to listen to the apostles teach them, to eat meals together. They have sold land and belongings to form a new community called the church. More and more have been added to their numbers. What an amazing change from the grief-filled days after Jesus had been crucified. Peter, he stood tall as the leader of this growing church along with the apostle John. The two of them had just healed a beggar who could not walk, but the religious leaders did not like what was going on and tried to stop them. To stop them talking about Jesus. They wanted to silence their message that Jesus had risen from the dead. But it did not work. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, bold proclaimed in Acts chapter 4, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." So the apostles continue to preach and to perform incredible signs and wonders among the people. Can you picture the crowds they began to attract? Our first reading from Acts chapter 5 says that people would carry the sick out to the streets as the disciples were passing. Those with unclean spirits were brought to them. Oh, if only Peter would stop and heal them, that the apostles would cast out the evil spirits. In fact, they were hoping that even Peter's shadow would pass over them, that his shadow would make them whole once again. And the scene ends with the simple statement, "They were all healed." Now, did Peter's shadow heal the people? I mean, he could have. One time, Jesus was traveling in a crowd of people to heal the 12-year-old daughter of Jairus, a synagogue ruler. And along the way, a woman crept up to Jesus. She had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and no doctor could help her. She just wanted to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She stretched out her hand. When she touched it, she was healed on the spot. Perhaps Peter's shadow had that same healing power and presence of God for the sick and demon-possessed. You see, God can be powerfully present in a shadow. When the time came for Jesus to be born, the angel came to Mary to let her know she would give birth to the very Son of God. And she was all confused because she was a virgin. How can this be? She asked. And the answer? The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy and the Son of God. God overshadowed Mary, and she gave birth to Jesus, the Savior of the world. Later in Jesus' life, he went up a mountain with Peter, James, and John. He was transfigured right before their eyes. Blazing white, dazzling glory shone around him. Moses and Elijah appeared there and talked with Jesus. Just incredible. Then a cloud came and overshadowed them. And the disciples heard God's powerful voice boom out. This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. When God's shadow appears, his presence and power are in it. Peter's shadow could have healed the people that day, not because of any power he had, but because God was there performing amazing signs and wonders through them. Even long before Peter walked by that crowd of people, the writer of Psalm 91 knew the wonderful gift of God's shadow. It says, "He who dwells in the shadow of the most, in the shelter of the Most High, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." Now, I know the word shadow also has some negative imagery. Psalm 23 can strike the depths of our soul when we hear verse 4, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death." We may have heard those words during a funeral service, a few days after a loved one took the last breath. The casket is up front and the time has come to say goodbye, and we hear Psalm 23 being read at that service. This time, the shadow is not God's power. This time, it's death's power over us. This time, the cloud is not the presence of healing and life. This time, the ugly presence of death hangs over you like a cloud of disease and grief. This time, the shadow is not one of joyous excitement. This time, it's one of tear-filled joy. In times like that, you realize just how quickly life passes by. And another psalm comes to mind. "Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow." Like a passing shadow, you think of how much of your life has already gone by. You cannot help but feel life slipping away. Now that shadow is dark and threatening. You don't want to be under this shadow, not for long. No, you long for the shadow of God's healing presence in your life. So what changes the shadow of death into the shadow of God's presence? The empty cross. When we stand in the shadow of the empty cross, with Jesus risen from the dead, God's powerful presence chases away the gloom of death. Jesus' resurrection overshadows you with the very promise of life with Him for all eternity. Your loved one will live and so will you. Jesus' resurrection changes everything. This picture of our altar from Maundy Thursday always reminds me of that. It's such a meaningful and powerful light effect. At the end of the Maundy Thursday service, as the lights were dimmed, we were watching the stripping of the altar, thinking of all that Jesus went through for us. At that time, those shadows of the cross on the wall felt like the shadow of death overpowering us with sorrow. But at the same time, the shadows of the empty cross on the wall were the shadow of life and hope, because we know Jesus resurrected and the cross is empty once and for all. We knew that just a few days later, we would be able to say, Christ is risen, He is risen indeed. Jesus' resurrection changes everything. Think of Thomas, the disciple who was missing from the upper room that first Easter evening. He would not believe that Jesus was alive. He heard the news from the other disciples, but not even Peter seemed to convince him of what had happened. He needed to see it for himself. A week later, he is with the other disciples, with the doors still locked. Perhaps the room is fairly dark, with just a few lamps for light. Suddenly, Jesus appears in his glorious resurrected body, saying, "Peace be with you." Thomas is awestruck. Jesus turns his attention to him. Maybe, just maybe, Jesus is standing before one of the lamps and his shadow falls over Thomas. He tells Thomas, "Touch my hands and side. Stop your gloomy doubts. Start believing again." That very moment, the shadow of death turned into the shadow of life. Thomas was whole again. The very resurrected presence of Jesus made all the difference in his life. And that same resurrected presence of Jesus makes all the difference in our life too. Now, we cannot reach out and touch the nail marks in Jesus' hands and his side like Thomas did. We don't have Peter's shadow passing over us with God's healing presence and power like the crowds did. But we can reach out with our hands to take hold of the risen body of Christ in the bread at his supper. We reach out to hold a cup filled with his blood, powerfully present for us once again. At our Lamb's high feast, we find Easter triumph and Easter joy, paradise open, and light and life for all our days. The shadow of gloom and death is changed to the shadow of God's power and life with Christ's resurrected presence in our lives. The shadow of gloom and death is changed to the shadow of God's power and life with Christ's resurrected presence in our lives. Can you see this shadow? Well, not like the people who watched Peter walk by. Not like Thomas did when Jesus appeared again. We may not see clearly the three shadows of the empty cross on the altar now because of all the light that shines in our beautiful sanctuary. But believe, it is here. Believe that God's amazing power and presence is here for you because of Jesus' resurrection. Listen to Jesus' words to Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Again, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Jesus is talking about you. Jesus has each one of you in his mind when he said those words. Blessed are you who believe and live under the shadow of the empty cross. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.